Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Yoma daf Mem Vav, and we are on in the Oz Hadar Mem Aleph Mabez, and we are in questions and discussions of the Parim Hanisrafim and Seirim Hanisrafim as we went through a number of questions, and we're up to the next one, the fourth one on the list, and that is again what's unique about these karbanos. In quotes, we're going to call them karbanos because they are linked in the Perek Yizeo Makom, and they're there. They're burned outside. That's the goal. Again, they're a murin. Their fats are burned on the regular Mizbeach HaChitzon, as all other karbanos, but their meat is burned outside. And we said there are different categories. Some of them are the Yom Kippur karbanos that are have their zrika inside the Kodesh Kodashim and in the Heichal, and others do not. But we had a couple of questions already. We know about some of the halachas about the begadim become tamei on the way out. What about yotzei? That was the last question that we mentioned that we are up to. So let's read that question again. Reb Yirmiya Amar Reb Elazar Shaal Parim Hanisrafim Usiirim Hanisrafim. These animals, the par and the seir that are nisraf, maushi paslu mishem yotzei. Right, what is the halacha in terms of their becoming nifsal biyotzei? Why would it be possibly nifsal biyotzei, or why not? Well, we know generally there's a psul called yotzei, and that is if the carbon goes out of the place where it's supposed to, its environs, and then the one there where it's supposed to be, that is nifsal. If it goes out of the Beis HaMikdash, if it goes out of the Yerushalayim, at certain stages, but here this carbon is supposed to go out, right? Eventually, after the zrika, it's supposed to go out. So what happens if it went out before the zrika? Right? Do we say, well, it's supposed to go out anyway, so it's not the biggest deal, and therefore it wouldn't be nifsal? Or we say, no, right now it's not supposed to go out yet before the zrika, so it is a problem. That's the question, right? That's how the carbon of Eidah explains v'hachi pirusho im yatsu lifnei zrikas daman. Right? The issue here is if it went out before zrikas adam, then it's not supposed to go out yet. Mi amrinan, do we say, kivan de sofan chovalatzes? Since lamais at the end is gonna, there's an obligation to send it out, lo mifsal b'yitziyasan, it's not gonna be nifsal, in the taking it out. O dilma kivan de legias manalatzes psulin. Or do we say that, well, it wasn't supposed to go out yet, therefore it's not? So Gemara says, Matzricha leker shimim men lakish. The only question here is according to Reish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, you have a question about whether these paramus, Yirma Nisrafim, that are yotzei, are they nifsal? Baram kereb Yochanan pshitalei. According to Reb Yochanan, for sure what? For sure it's not a problem. For sure it's not nifsal. Why? Because according to Reb Yochanan, as we'll see, because it's going to go out soon, so then there's no problem for it going out now. You could even say it's ki'ilu, it's already viewed as if it can go out, as we'll see. So where is it? Where do we see this? Machlokes Reb Yochanan Reish Lakish. And again, we say that the question, therefore, is only within Reish Lakish. But according to Reb Yochanan, for sure, it's not nifsal b'yotzei. So the Mishnah quotes, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Menachos. This Palgun, the Mishnah says in Menachos, there's a whole parak in Menachos called Parak HaToda. Right, all about carbon toda. So one of the mishnah is there. Diz palgun hashochei toda bifnim v'lach v'chutz lachoma. We know that there are loaves that are brought along with the carbon toda. 40 loaves. 30 of them are matzah, 10 of them are chametz. 4 different types, right? 10 of each type. One of those each goes to the kohen. One of each type. 1 out of 10. And then the other 36 are eaten by the bialim and their friends. So the mishnah tells us that there is a special relationship between the animal, the karban, and the loaves. When I makdish the loaves, it gets a certain level of kedusha, but the full kedusha of the loaves is only through shchitas hakarban. Right? Through shchitas hakarban, then there's niskadesh halechem. Then the lechem gets gufo, kedusha saguf. What happens, asks the Mishnah, if the loaves weren't in the right place when you did shchitas hakarban. It's supposed to be right there next to it, but it wasn't in the right place. So do the loaves achieve that kedusha that they're supposed to achieve? That's the machlokas. That's the issue, as we'll see. This pal ashochi todo bifnim lach b'chutz lachoma. If you shech the karba toda where you're supposed to in the azara, right? All shchita toda is kachei kalim, right? If you shech the karba toda in the azara, but the lechem, the loaves are outside. Lach b'chutz lachoma lo kidesh alechem, lo kidesh alechem. It's not fully kadosh. Again, it has some level of kedusha. Again, look at the karbana eda, V'lachmei toda, mishehukdushu bepeh, kadshu kdushas damim. Right, once you're makdash it verbally, when you started, it has kdushas damim le'aser ba'achilu u'bahana. You can't eat it to get benefit. It's considered beis hamikdash. Aval lo kadshu kdushas aguf. But doesn't have inherent kedushas aguf yet, that in terms of you're not being able to redeem it. V'im nitzma'u, and if it will become tamei at this stage, before you did the shechita sakarban, niftin v'yotze l'chulin, you'd be able to be podit and it could go out l'chulin. V'shechita sazevach mikadashtan l'gufan, lios nifsalan b'tfil yom, right, once you do the shechita sapesa, azevach, then it's b'kadish it totally, kedushas aguf, now it'll be nifsal b'tfil yom, u'b'magab chosik kippur, and b'lina, and if it becomes tamei, you have to burn it. So that's an important carbon eidah, again, quoting from the Rishonim earlier. So if I shef the carbon toda and the bread's outside, I do not achieve. The bread does not achieve this level of kedusha. Lo kidesh alachem, doesn't get kedusha zaguf. The question is, where's the bread? It's outside where? How far out are we talking about? So that is a machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Again, the Mishnah just says, lo kidesh alachem, if it's outside. Where is the bread? So, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chutz L'Chovas Yerushalayim. It's all the way out. It's all the way out of Yerushalayim. I mean, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if it's within Yerushalayim somewhere, that's good enough. I even know why. Because you're eventually going to eat it there anyway. It's Kachay Kalim. And this is its space. It's not Kadosh yet, and it's still a Karban. Yeah, but it's going to get there eventually. So that's Rabbi Yochanan Svara. So only if it's outside the walls of the Azah of Yerushalayim do we say that's an issue. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar, no. Chutz L'chamas Azara. No, if it's out of the Azara, that's already bad news. That's already, it doesn't get Kadosh. It's going to get there anyway afterwards. You're going to eat it there. It doesn't matter. Right now, it's not. Right now, it's not its time. So you could already see where this is going. Right? Do we say that because it's going to get there eventually, it's not so bad if it's there already? So that's how we're going to relate this, as you'll see. Is there a psul yotze by these karbanos that are supposed to be outside, parman associated with the start, supposed to be burned in the Beis Hadesh anyway? So we said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not going to be a question. It's for sure not a problem. So we already see why. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, if it's out, then it's not so bad. Rish Lakish kedaite. Rish Lakish goes like l'shitaso, because there's another context where we see. Again, we're relating this to our case of if you have one of the parmos here in Sirafim that are yotze. So we said, this is only a question within Reish Lakish, and that's issue of if you shech the carbon toda and the bread is outside. But what is that based on? We're going to go to a third context. Go to a third context to really put these shitas in order. Shimon Lakish kedaite da amar of ami b'shem of Shimon Lakish baser shlamim sheyotza. The meat of a carbon shlamim, that was yotze, right? It was nifsal b'yotze, right? Nifsal b'yotze. V'yachar kach, and then nichnas, and then he brought it back in. V'nizrak alav min adam, edi dizrikas adam, kfar nifsal misham mishem yotze. It's already nifsal b'yotze. And therefore, the Zrika is not a good Zrika. If you look in the Pnei Moshe now, the Pnei Moshe, V'yacharkach nichnas, Klomar, afilu chazar v'hichnis, the carbon shlamin went out, then you brought it, even if you brought it back in and you do Zrika Saddam, it's already nifsal. It doesn't, the Zrika doesn't help you to be matarid b'achila, right? It was already nifsal b'yotze. V'yafal pisha sofo latze, he said, even though, wait a minute, a carbon shlamin, you're gonna be able to eat in the whole Yerushalayim anyway. So what? It went out, and then it went out, came back in. So what's the difference? Doesn't matter. It's already nifsal. Because at the moment, at that time, it wasn't supposed to go out yet. Who's talking here? Reish Lakish. Right? Shari basar kachi kalam nechalam b'chala'ir. It's supposed to go out b'chala'ir. Afilu achi, even so, kivan sha'adayin lo higi esman o latzeis. Ava'ach ezrikas adam, since the time really hasn't come yet for it to go out until after ezrikas adam, nifsal miyotze. It's nifsal biyotze. And therefore, and it's not quoted here, but if you look in the Bavli and Zvachim, Rabbi Yochanan argues on this. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, since it's sofo latze, it's after the Zrika, it's not nifsal if it's yotze early. Right? Maybe lachadchila not, but that is, Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, we have a machloz Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about this case. If you have a baser shlamim that went out and came back in, is it ruined? Rabbi Yochanan says, it's not ruined. It was supposed to be there anyway, eventually. Reish Lakish says, it is ruined. Doesn't matter about sofo. Right? But only right now. That's our case of Shlomim. Then what was the other case we mentioned about the Shechitas Toda? Rabbi Yochanan says, hey, it's within Yerushalayim, it's enough Kidesh Alechem. Right? The Lechem is going to become Niskadesh. Rabbi Yochanan, Rishlach is like, no, it's not supposed to be there yet. So it's Kilu, it's not in the right place, so it's not going to be Kidesh Alechem. So we're going to bring both of those, we're going to bring that back to our question. And that is, if you have this, meat, some of the permanent serafim, the permanent serafim that went out, is it Nifsal B'yotze? So the Gemara says, it's not a question according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's for sure. Okay. Because again, he holds, if it's going to be there eventually, it's not so bad if it goes there now. So according to him, it's for sure not Nifsal B'yotze. The only question is going to be according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Reish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, the question is going to be, well, you might say that just like the other cases, he says, it's not supposed to be there yet, so it's a problem. So here too, you would say, it is Nifsal B'yotze. It's not supposed to go out yet before the Zrika. So you might say, well, yeah, Reish Lakish holds that it's Nifsal. Why would you say otherwise? Why might you say that even in the other cases, it's Nifsal, but here not? Because here, as we're about to see in the Pnei Moshe, here you have an obligation to take it out. It's not just an allowance. You're allowed to eat the Karban Toda. You're allowed to eat the Karban Shlamim in all of Yerushalayim. But you could also eat it right here. You could also eat it right here in the Azara. Right? So that's why maybe there you say it's not destined to go out. And therefore, Reish Lakish says, if you take it out now, it's ruined. But maybe by the Parman Esrafim, the Yerman Esrafim, you have a chiv to take it out. So maybe even Reish Lakish would agree that that is not Nifsal. So let's see all of that. That last line in the Pnei Moshe. I'm reading how the Pnei Moshe understands our question here. Vahashta hadabai. Vahashta hadabai Rebbe Lazar. Parman Esrafim, the Yerman Esrafim. Right, Rebbe Lazar's original question that we started off with today. The question is only according to Reish Lakish. Me neima, do we say the dinan kahai de kamer hasam? Well, it's just like the other cases. Balach me todo basar kachem kalam shenifsu pshim shadayin lo gias banam latzeis. Yes, according to Reish Lakish, it's a problem. That's one side. Just like he says, it's a problem over there. The bread is not going to be niskadesh, and just like if the basar of the shlamin goes out too early, it's nifsal. So do here, it's nifsal because it's not supposed to go out yet. Oh, dilma, or maybe not. Shiny hasam she'ain sofan latzeis chova. There's no obligation to take it out if it went out. Ela she'nachon einaf bechol ir ve'chova lekach. Right, you're allowed to eat the kachi kalim anywhere in Yerushalayim. Aval hacha b'parmas yirman esrafim. Mikiva chesofan latzeis chova hu. It's an obligation to take it out. So maybe then even Reish Lakish would agree. Efshar delo mifsli b'siyasan. Maybe it's not nifsal. V'yavah b'shadayin lo agiyaz man alat seis, even though it's not supposed to go out. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's for sure another question. So that is the Gemara's modification. Rabbi Lazar's question is only within Reish Lakish and not Rabbi Yochanan. So now the Gemara says, I'm not so sure. Maybe even according to Rabbi Yochanan, we could ask this question. What does that mean? Let's continue. V'yamah Rabbi Yosa, afilu Rabbi Yochanan tzrichalei. Right, even for Rabbi Yochanan, I think maybe this is a question. Why? Because what were the two examples we just had for Rabbi Yochanan? The bread of the Karban Toda is in Yerushalayim. Right, it's not in Azara anymore. Or the Shlamim is in Yerushalayim. Can you compare that to a case where the meat went out of Yerushalayim? Even that's where it's gonna go. Maybe that's not the same. Right, so even according to Rabbi Yochanan, maybe you could have the question. Yerushalayim, aval b'she'ena mechitza l'kotshe kotshim, mechitzi l'kotshim kalim. It's still within the world of normal karbanos. So there, Rabbi Yochanan says, if it's going to be allowed to go there eventually, so it's kilu, you know, you're allowed now, and it's not going to be nifsal. But this, chutzcha b'yerushalayim, ena mechitza l'kotshe kotshim, l'kotshim kalim. But outside of Yerushalayim, it's, usually, nifsal, it's not in the world of karbanos at all. So maybe even according to Rabbi Yochanan, you would say it's a question. Maybe according to Rabbi Yochanan, it might be nifsal b'yotze. The Gemara says, no, I don't think so. Because here, it's supposed to go out of Yerushalayim. Amar Rabbi Mana, eina mechitza lahen. Right? Question of rhetorical. What? According to Rabbi Yochanan, he would say, no, you're supposed to go out of Yerushalayim here. So just like by the Shlamim and by the Karban Toda, Yerushalayim is where it's allowed to go. So too, these karbanos are allowed to go outside of Yerushalayim. Yeah, so it is not a question, according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara ends off. Rabbi Mana says, no, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's pashut, that is going to be allowed. So Ad Kan, we explained that it's a question only on Reish Lakish, within Reish Lakish, but we don't answer the question. But that is all number four, if you're keeping track. The fourth question, the fourth issue, that's brought up about the Par Manisrafim, Usir Manisrafim. Yerushalayim itself is an interesting Havamina. If you want to go into and discuss this last machlokas, this lumdus here, between Rabbi Yosa and Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Mana, who says, no, here, the avoda of the parman sir manisrafim is supposed to be done out of Yerushalayim. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, what's the difference? If you have the lechem of the karban todah and the basar of the shlamim, where it's supposed to be in the azara now, and you went out to Yerushalayim, that's just the same thing like parman sir manisrafim, and right now it's outside of Yerushalayim, because that's where it's supposed to go. There's no difference. But according to Rabbi Yosa, no, no. What would he answer back? Don't compare me to bear to me the burning of the car of those Nisrafin, the burning and the seer and the pyre, to eating karbanos. Eating karbanos, that's a different type of avoda than parim and seirim ha-nisrafim, that burning it outside. Right? So you can't compare those cases, right? Yerushalayim, as we have mentioned in the past, there are many rayas that the Kedushas Yerushalayim is a harchava of Kedushas Mikdash. Right? Just goof of the fact that you can eat karbanos in Yerushalayim. Isn't karbanos a Beis HaMikdash thing? Like karbanos are Beis HaMikdash. You have to do the shechita there. Right? I can't eat karbanos outside of Yerushalayim. So why am I allowed to eat Yerushalayim? So it's the capital city. Okay, but what does that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? So it's just that ha-gufa, the fact that I can eat kachem kalim in Yerushalayim, l'chora, that already shows that it's somewhat of an expansion of Beis HaMikdash. But the Rambam, in a few places in Pirush Mishnayos, quotes that when the Mishnah says Beis HaMikdash, it means Yerushalayim. A few places. Remember the fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah. The first Mishnah in the fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah, where it talks about blowing shofar on Shabbos. Blowing shofar on Shabbos falls on Shabbos. So the Mishnah is bechalik between Mikdash and Medina. And the, what's the difference between Mikdash and Medina? So Rashi there says Beferish. Rashi says Mikdash means Beis HaMikdash. Right? Medina means Yerushalayim. That's Rashi, and that's the Pasha Pshat. But the Rambam says there Yerushalayim, there Mikdash means Yerushalayim. Medina means outside of Yerushalayim. So why would Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi do that? It's so confusing. He says the word Mikdash in the Mishnah, and it really what it means is all of Yerushalayim. So it must be for the Rambam that Yerushalayim has a certain level of Kedushas Mikdash. Right? And that's why you can eat Karbanos. It's more diluted. It's more diluted, but you know what? It gets more and more diluted going from the Kodesh Kodashim. The Kodesh Kodashim has the most intense Kedusha, and then you get out to the Heichal, it's a little less, and then you get out to the Azara, right? The Azras Kohanim, then Azras Yisrael is a little less, then you get out to the Azras Nashim, it's a little less, then you get to Harabayis, it's a little less, and you keep going out, and then you get to Yerushalayim, but it's still at root, Kedusha's Mikdash. Kedusha's Mikdash. And therefore, that's what the Rabbi Yosa might be saying here. Don't compare this. Don't compare these two cases of Yerushalayim eating karbanos in Yerushalayim. That's a function of Kedushas Mikdash. The fact that you have to burn the parmas here minus rafim outside, that's a din of Mikdash. That's dafka outside. Dafka outside. No, chus l'gimel machanos, you have to take it out. So it doesn't seem like, and even if it is, it's a different level. So therefore the, Rabbi Yosa says, I think there's a distinction between them. While Rabbi Mana says, no, I don't think there's such a difference. Also remember, again, the Karban Todah, there's a lot to talk about. There seems to be an interesting machlokas we've shown in Rashi Tosfos, elsewhere. Is a Karban Todah is an example of a shlamim, which is kache kalim. And lechora, the Gemara calls it a nedava. Right? It's voluntary. All kache kalim are nedavas generally. If somebody goes through, we know that the dalas hetzrich and lahodos, Rashi connects the dalas hetzrich and lahodos to a karban todah. Do you compare also birchas hagomel to a karban todah to the dalas hetzrich and lahodos? The lashon I think is hetzrich and lahodos, right? The four, right? Midbar, yam, yisurim, and what's the other one? Chola, right? V'chola chayim. Chayim is the abbreviation. Chola, yam, yisurim, midbar. So, if I go through those experiences, is there an obligation? So we do Birchas HaGomel nowadays. But in the days of old, is there a chiyuv to do a bring a carbon toda? Such an interesting question. Is there ever an obligation? The Gemara says it's called a nedava. It is a obligation to bring a nedava. Is that possible? To say something like that? But that's an interesting, the whole idea of a carbon toda is interesting. And we have mentioned in the past, I think whenever a carbon toda comes up, we refer to the Nitziv in Parsha Sav, where the Nitziv notes the interesting reality of so much to eat and so little time to eat it. Right? Generally, carbon shlamims, you have 2 days and a night to eat it. If I bring a carbon shlamim on a Tuesday, I can eat it till Wednesday night, day, night, day. And then there's a limbo period and I have to burn it the next morning, right? I can't eat it the following night, but I can't burn it yet either. You have to wait till the following morning. But carbon toda, I can only eat it for day, night, much shorter period than a regular, kachet kalim. And there's 40 loaves to eat. Fine, I gave 4 to the kohen. There's 36 more loaves for me to eat. That's a lot. And these loaves are not small. They're not little rolls, right? They're big, right? So the Nitziv talks about how the point of the Karmen Toda is to spread, is to be mefarsem what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for me. And that's part of the chiyuv. There are 2 chiyuvim. There's 1 for me to say thank you, and for number 2, for me to spread my thank you and talk to, tell everyone how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So again, that's an important Nitziv. We'll see if we have time at the end. Maybe we'll read it inside again. Okay, number 5. Question number 5 relating to Parah and Seir Manisrafim. And why are we talking all about this here? Remember? Because Yom Kippur has 2 of them, right? Parim and Seir Manisrafim of Yom Kippur, right? That's the power of the Kohen Gadol and the Seir. Reb Lazar Shaul. Parim Anisrafim Musir Manisrafim. Mau Shiyatamu, right? We know, we've learned already that they make Tame the people involved in their Asek, right? The ones that are carrying out the Parim and Seir Manisrafim. Remember the Kohen Gadol tie them onto these poles and they start walking out of the Yerushalayim. So, and out of the Azara. So right when they go out, we had a machlokas, right when that is, right when they go out at some stage, or maybe when it's being burned, they become Tameh and their clothing becomes Tameh. So these are very powerful source of Tumah right here. These Parim and Seir Manisrafim. So ask the Gemara, the fact that they eventually can make people Tameh, does that mean the following question? Mao Shiyatamu, we're going to go with the Girsa of the Karbana Eida and the Pnei Moshe. Mao Shiyatamu Ochlum Umashkim below Hechsher ubelo Tuma. We know the usual rule is, let's say food. Food, if I have a cucumber, it can only become Tame if 2 things happen. Number 1, it's Huchshar Lakabal Tuma. Sukkim and Parsha Shmini, it has to become wet with 1 of the 7 liquids. Yad Shach Adam. After it becomes wet with 1 of the 7 liquids, then Tuma has to touch it. Those are the ways it could become Tame. Right, it becomes mukhsha lekabel tuma, and then it actually becomes tame. But as we'll see, there's an exception to the rule. But we're going to try to relate that to. We're going to say, is this an exception to the rule too? These parim and seir manisrafim, if they touch food, right? Maybe maushi yatamu ochlo mashkim. Maybe they're so powerful because eventually they're even going to be able to make people tame, right? The people that are carrying it out. Maybe we'll say. They could skip the stages of Hechsher and Tuma. That's the Gemara's question. Do we say that they could skip the stages of Hechsher and Tuma? That is the question. You see the, why would they say that? B'nei Shasofen L'tamos Tuma Chamura. Because eventually they, only an Ava Tuma can be Matami, a person. Right? So they're very strong Tuma. Right? Look at the Karbana Eda. Let's read it now. He has this Girsa that we just Hachi Garcinan, Maushi Tamu Okhlum Mashkin below Akshar, below Tuma, Hachi Pirusho, Maushi Tamu Bechayim, while these animals even earlier, Bechayim, while alive, Okhlum Mashkin below Akshar Mayim Alaparim, Ubelo Tuma Meachirim, even if these cows never got wet, and even when they're alive, says the Karban Eda, and without becoming Tummy from anybody else, maybe they could be Matami food, because eventually they have this tremendous strong power in them to be Matami people. So therefore, and even become a begadim, right? A person and a bege can only become tamei from avatuma. So the Gemara says, 1 second. You want to suggest that these animals already could be mitame while they're alive? So Hesav Shmuel Kaputkia, Meyati Itamo Ese Mureyan. But 1 second. What do you have to do by these animals? You have to shech them. And then when we learn in the last Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol takes out the innards and burns it on the Mizbeach. 1 second. If they're mitame, everything that touches them. So as you take out these innards, they're going to become tamei. So you can't be makrav on the mizbeach, and you'll never be able to. But this is a halacha in Avodas Yom Kippur. So what, they're tummy already? How could that's impossible. So Gemara says, no, the question is only Ella Bishop Hirshu. You're right. The question is, can they, do they get the status of skipping Heksher and Tumah after you took out the innards? You're right. Before you take out the innards, we can't say they have the status because you can't say they're going to be Matami the innards. The Gemara says, no, Bafilatim are low Pirshu. The Gemara says, no, maybe the question could even be before you take the innards out. Maybe it's going to be Matami everything. But what do you mean? Kehada. But it's not going to be Matami the innards that you take out. Why? Ein mechatas Matami davar lachzer litamos mimenu. It's impossible. If I am going to be Matami something, it's impossible that thing is going to go back and be Matami me. That's a rule. Right? If I'm making you Tame, you can't. Just because I made you Tame, it's impossible for you to go back and then be Matami me. Right? We'll see where this comes up. So therefore, the innards, these Emurin, need to be burned in order for the Parim and Sirim and Asrafim to be taken out and be Matame others. So you're going to say that these animals are going to be Matami the Emurin, and the Emurin are going to be Matami them back. But no, but you need to be Makta the Emurin in order for the whole process to start. So the Gemara says it's impossible to say that the animals are going to be Matami the innards, just like, right, what we just quoted, the Mechatas, the water of the Paraduma, Ein Mechatas Matamin Dover Lachsers Uli Tamos Mimenu. Right, the Paraduma also are not going to be Matame the source of what made it tame. You see what the Karban Eda says. Kiva de Tumas Haparim Boin Machmas Emurin Einemur Misamim Mehen Kahadar Minanami Mechatos Avi Shein Metamen Acher. And even though the water of the Paraduma is going to be Metame others along the way, Ein Mistamin Meosan Shenitmu Behem. It's not like, oh, the made Paraduma are going to make me tame, then I'm going to make the Paraduma tame. Doesn't work that way. If something is going to make A makes B Tame, B can't go back and make A Tame. Right? So to here, so the Gemara has this question, Rabbalaza's question is, and now we've just clarified, that the question is, even before you take out the innards, right, do these animals have such source of Tuma in them? Eventually they're going to make the people involved in them Tame, they're going to make the clothing Tame, maybe even right now, they can be Matame foods even without having Heksher, even without having Tuma. Right, that's the question. And we said, you have to take the Emurin. No, it's not going to make the Emurin Tame. That's not an issue. So, hey, Sir Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Gemara says, 1 second. Hare Nivlas Of HaTahar. Nivlas Of Tahar. First Mishnah in Meseches Taros. Right, there are different types of Tame. Usually, if you touch, different ways that you could become Tame. Touching something, carrying something, being under the same Ohel. There's a special din. The Nevela of an Of Tahar. A kosher bird that died without Shechita. That's called Nevelas Of Tahar. That makes you Tameh as you eat it. Special din, as you swallow it, it's in your throat, it makes you Tameh. Right? That's the special din of Nevelas Of Tahar. So, Hare Nevelas Of HaTahar. Hare Hu Metameh Tumas Ochem Lo Heksher Below Tumah. So, Mepeshah Soben Lo Tamas Tumah Chamura. So, that's an example. If I eat the Nevel of an Of Tahar, it's going to make me Tameh as it's in my throat, even though it never got wet with one of the seven liquids, and it never became Tameh. It's going to be Metameh Tumah Chamura. Right? It's gonna make me Tame, right? And we know it's Metame even without Heksher and Tumah. So basically the Gemara says, so too our case, right? That should answer Abalazar's case. It should be the rule is anything that's going to be Metame Tumah Chamura, that's gonna make a person Tame, so even earlier, it should have this power to be Metame even without Heksher and Tumah. Just like the bird case. Says the Gemara, no, don't compare this to the bird case. Amr Abiyosa, Nivlas Of HaTahar, Ein La Mechitza. Nivlas Of Tahar, it doesn't have to go anywhere. It doesn't have a mechitza in order to start this power. But Elu Yesh Lo Mechitza. But these animals have to be taken out first. So maybe that's different. Because they have to be taken out first, so maybe it's what's called Mechusar Maisa. It's Mechusar Maisa. Maisa has to be done before it's Metame. So maybe we wouldn't say it's automatic right now. Says the Gemara, 1 second. The bird also has to be taken somewhere into my mouth. Amar Rabbi Mana, Nivlas Of HaTahar Yesh Lo Mechitza. Right? The Nivlas Of Tahar also has to be taken somewhere. Adamu Mechitzasa. Right? My mouth. Right? Just like the animals have to be taken out of Yerushalayim, so too the bird has to be taken out of the airspace where it is into my mouth. And isn't my mouth the Mechitza? So it's also Mechusar Maisa. After all, the Elokein, what if you don't say this? It's not Matami right away. Ilu Hevi Kelev Elbishu Begadim. Right? Echilu Nivlas Of Tahar. If I give this dead kosher bird to my dog, and I put a nice sweater onto my dog, right? Is that bird going to become tamei? No. Shema, skip that word, eino. Shema tamei v'gadol v'eisa bli, is that going to work? No. The only way, it's a special din d'araisa, right? The only way that this dead kosher bird is going to be mitamei if it goes into my mouth. So it's comparable. Just like the animals going out have to go out of the wall of Yerushalayim, so too this bird has to go into the wall of my mouth. So again, the Gemara says it should be comparable, so it should answer the question of Rabbi Elazar. Says the Gemara, answer no. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Jeromia, Nivlas Ofatar Mechitasa Bechol Mako. It has to go in my mouth, but that's anywhere in the world. It doesn't go anywhere. Right? It goes into my mouth wherever I'm standing. That's not called mechusar maisa. Elu mechitzas on chusli Yerushalayim. Here it's got to go out of Yerushalayim. And therefore, don't compare the two mechitzas. And therefore, don't think that this is a perfect model for our question. And there's no answer given. But this is, we tried to bring an answer to say, it's like nevelas of tahar, and it did not work. There is, just to note, there is a huge, not huge, there is a discussion in the Achronim, Lundus-wise, how do you categorize this type of tumah? Like I said before, this Nivlas Oftar, usually we have Maga and Masa and Ohel. Those are the three ways that someone can become tame. You touch it, you carry it, or you're under the same roof. So does this fit in? Some say, yeah, this is a fancy tumas Maga. It's just that you have to touch it with the inside of your throat, right? It's a tumas Maga, but it's in the throat. Others say, no, it's a tumas masa. It's like you're carrying. Others say, it's nothing. It's a unique xeris hakasev. Don't compare this to anything else. Right? So there's differences, and there's rayas lakan or lakan, but that's a, discussion. Let's just do a little bit, a drop more. Amar Abelazar, Prime Minister of Israel, Minister of him, so Shashachlan Lizrok Desdaman, Lamachar Pigel. So Abelazar says, Parah menesrafim is here menesrafim. That you did zrikas hadam. Remember what these are, you know what? How far are we? Maybe, okay, let's do one more minute. So, Amar Lazar. Parah menesrafim is here menesrafim. So if you have these karbanas that are going out, sheshachton lizrok as daman lamachar, you did shchita with a pigal thought. You did shchita with a zrikas hadam pigal, right? You're gonna do the zrika outside of its time pigal. So that's regular pigal. You did the shchita with the zrika chutzlasmano time. Lahakter imurin lamachar pigel. Also, if you had a pigel thought about the haktaras imurin, it's also pigel. Because those are both normal avodos. The zrika and the haktara are done in the normal place. Lisrofes bsaro lamachar. But what if I had a pigel thought about burning the meat out in the base hadeshen? Lo pigel. Shalochishiv lo lachilasadim lo lachias mizbeach. That burning outside is not called an avoda for Hilchas Pigel. If I did Shchita or Zrika, having in mind that I'm going to burn the stuff outside this man, that stuff, so says the Gemara, that's not Pigel. That's not Pigel. And the Gemara says, Rav Shammai Bai, what about this case? Avdu ha'imurin ma'ol lizrok hadam ala basar. We know that Zrikas Hadam can never be done unless there's something else left from the karban. You have some meat left. You have some imurim left to burn. So what happens if you don't have any imurim to burn? All you have is the meat that's going to be burned in the Beis HaNeshen. So can you still do Zrikas Hadam? So the Gemara says, no. V'lo sham yadam, didn't you just hear what we just said in the previous line? Dam Reb Elazar, shalochishi lo lachiyas adam lo lachiyas mizbeach. Right, we just said that there's no pigel about that sreifa that happens outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's not called an avoda for Hilchos Pigel. So too, it shouldn't be called an avoda. For, is it considered you have meat left so you could still do the Zrikas Hadam? No, it shouldn't be. Period. We'll have to stop there. We'll continue more about the Sreifa with Tani Reb Zakkai.